Good morning. Welcome to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. I'm part of a big dog family. Each of my siblings have different preferences for specific species of dogs. My dad and Mary love mixed breeds and rescues. One sibling has Pomeranians, one has Rottweilers, and one has Golden Retrievers, and one raises Champion Gordon Setters. Of course, Tony and I love Scotties and Westies. That figures. We love dogs. Next week, August 26th, is National Dog Day. And to celebrate, I found a new product that I think is quite appropriate and solves a few issues we have in Florida for our beloved pets. Good morning, everyone. Good morning, Colton.
Good morning.
How was your week?
It was good. Thank you.
You celebrated last night with some friends?
I did, yes.
That's wonderful. Well, I'm learning more and more about Colton every week. Better Lawns and Gardens. He's our Better Lawns and Gardens producer. So this week's question for Colton to get us started this morning is, do you have any pets?
No, I don't, unfortunately.
No. Okay. Do you have any houseplants?
I do, yes.
What do you know what they are?
We have a money tree.
Oh, very cool. Oh, that's good. Does it work?
I think it does.
Money trees are very good, and they're very popular here in Florida. Well, this week for me, I finished some installations. I went shopping for succulents, and I attended a University of Florida seminar on GMO mosquitoes, which was fascinating. I hope to have an expert scheduled in the next few weeks to bring you more information on that. I also had several consultations, and I had to work out in this temperature. I will tell you, yesterday was the hottest day that we have had since June 25th, 2019. 787 days. Yesterday was 98 degrees. And we usually don't see that in Florida, even during the dog days of summer. Our average during the month of August is usually 92 degrees. So we really could use some rain. The temperatures are a little warm for us. My plants, my container plants, they're kind of, when I get out of the car, they're going, water can, just like the Scarecrow in the Wizard of Oz, water can, because they need water. But they just unfortunately only get rainfall. So they're going to have to buck up and, hang in there till we get some rain. We did get some rain last night, a couple of huge lightning strikes. So that was real interesting. I'm going to be bringing you some information about an important issue regarding the Central Florida area and water conservation. So you're going to want to stay close to that. But last year, I posted on Facebook a photo of my dad and Mary's landscape bed where Mary had planted prayer plants as a ground cover. So this is called Marantas. Prayer plants are called Marantas, and they're native to the American tropics. The plant gets its name from the fact that its leaves stay flat during the day, but at night they fold up like they're praying. So I was amazed when I posted this picture of the prayer plants in the garden that so many of my northern garden fellows, they didn't know that houseplants, they didn't even think about the houseplants can grow out here in the landscape here in Florida. So prayer plants can be planted in zones 9B to 12. And our winter temperatures knock them back a little bit, but they always come back in spring. But prayer plants are usually categorized as house plants. In our second hour, I have my good friend, Lisa Eldred Steinkopf, or she's known around the world, literally, as the houseplant guru with us. Lisa's going to let us know how to take care of our houseplants during the dog days of summer. So what I wanted to talk about, and I heard this morning on Channel 13, and it's also on WFT. The Channel 9 TV, that we need to be conserving water. We don't need to be watering or irrigating our lawns as much right now because they're running out of liquid oxygen. Now, stay with me on this. And this is really important because, if we only need to be watering twice a week, but I see the irrigation going on a lot more than that. And I'm always teaching about water conservation. But long before hospitals were using liquid oxygen to help save lives of COVID-19 patients, the Orlando Utilities Commission relies on liquid oxygen to help purify and clean its water. So it's now in short supply. Liquid oxygen is short supply nationwide due to a record number of hospitalized COVID-19 patients. And OUC said its supply is running low. That forced the utility company on Friday to call in its water customers to cut back on their water usage immediately. So irrigation accounts for about 40% of its consumption for OUC. And they need to reduce that in the coming days to help conserve liquid oxygen supply. So some local utilities may not be impacted by the shortage because they still rely on more chlorine to clean the water. But OUC retrieves its water from about 30 wells through the Florida and aquifer, more than 1,000 feet underground, and it's sent to 7 water treatment plants. Ozone generators that use liquid oxygen to pull out the hydrogen sulfide gas, which if not removed gives that water that brown color, that tannin color, and a strong rotten egg smell. So after it's purified, then it's sent to homes and businesses. Well, OUC receives 10 tanks of liquid oxygen a week for its 7 treatment plants. But deliveries for that liquid oxygen have slowed significantly over the last few weeks. OUC said its liquid oxygen supply comes from one local vendor, and the utility's already tapped into its reserves. So it's down to about 50% of what they normally use. And that's because we're using all the liquid oxygen for the COVID-19 patients. So please do your best and try not to use water in our landscapes right now. It's very important that we don't need to be treating as much water right now, and we don't need it. We're going to get some rain, 40% chance this week, so don't worry about that. Also, too, we're going to be taking your garden questions that you need answers to, so you can give me a call at 1-888-455-2967, or you can text me at 23680. I have Cherie Velez coming up, and she's going to be talking to us about National Dog Day. I'm Teresa Watkins, and you're listening to Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Kelly Quintero. I'm the Director of Advocacy at Second Harvest Food Bank of Central Florida. We provide food assistance to families in need and help people develop skills to pursue rewarding careers in the culinary industry. I'm driven to help Floridians get back on their feet. And that's why I'm supporting Our Florida. This new federally funded program provides assistance with up to 15 months of rent and utility bills. With financial support for rent and utilities, families can eat better too. If you've lost a job or had your wages cut, you may qualify. Go to ourflorida.com and sign up today. Getting assistance with your rent and utilities is quick and easy. The website is ourflorida.com. That's OURFlorida.com. Go online, register, and get the help you need. This message was sponsored by the state of Florida.
For financial assistance with your unpaid rent and utility bills, go to ourflorida.com. Sponsored by the state of Florida.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation.
800-689-9715. 800-689-9715. 800-689-9715. That's 800-689-9715.
Staying connected is important in today's world. Whether it's hearing the news of a new baby in the family or calling work to let your boss know you're running late, phone and internet service keep you connected with your world. At AT&T, we know that some Americans face life every day without the comfort and security of having a phone or internet service. In certain areas, you may be able to reduce your phone or internet bill with a Lifeline discount if you are in a qualifying low-income household. Additional discounts of up to $25 may be available to those living on federally recognized tribal lands where AT&T offers Lifeline. To find out more about Lifeline and other AT&T products and services, call us at 800-288-2020 or go to att.com/lifeline if you have access to the internet.
Lifeline is a government benefit program, and willfully making false statements to obtain this benefit is punishable by fine or imprisonment and could result in termination of Lifeline service. Lifeline enrollment requires certain eligibility documentation and is non-transferable. Limited to one discount per household. AT&T services, including Lifeline, are not available in all areas. Other restrictions apply.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
Good morning and welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. I'm a horticulturist, landscape designer, and garden author, and I love dogs. National Dog Day 2021 is celebrated next week on August 26th. So this holiday started about 17 years ago, and it was started to recognize that our furry friends have been with us for at least 14,000 years. It's a great time to adopt a dog that has no place to call home, provide a soft bed to climb into or a place to play, and not worry about where their next meal's coming from. So our next guest, Sheree Villas, is a wife, mom, grandma, and dog parent. She spent the last 28 years in horticulture and agriculture. She works with Bethel Farm, and she specializes in creating and marketing new products. When I realized that National Dog Day was next week and I heard about their product, I thought, what a great idea. I have friends out west, Lisa and Kathy, travel a lot in their RV, and they sometimes take their dogs, you know, with them, and they could use a product like Gotta Go Grass for their puppies on the go. So I wanted Sheree to come on and tell us about this new idea. Good morning, Sheree. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Teresa. I'm great. Thanks for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. I thought this was just a wonderful idea because I always think about this when I'm walking, you know, when I used to walk my dogs, about where they would go. And you don't necessarily want them, you know, going on the sidewalk or things like that. So Bethel Farms has a long heritage of agriculture in Florida. What should people know about Bethel Farms?
Well, Bethel Farms is family-owned and operated. We've been around for over 60 years. We actually started as a chicken farm. And fast forward, now we're probably one of the world's largest sod producers. We also provide products like sod pods, which are natural lawn repair options. But most recently, we created this product called Gotta Go Grass, and it was really with pet owners and pets in mind.
That's something that we do need to think about, especially when we're going through different storms and events, or pets have to stay inside all the time. So Bethel Farms is celebrating National Dog Day, and so why did Bethel Farms get involved with this holiday?
Well, honestly, a lot of us are dog owners, and so we looked at it like, wow, we could create a product that could help dogs, help dog parents. You know, we're all so busy, and a lot of times it creates extra stress not only on us but on the dog. So we thought dog holiday, getting involved with this, we want to celebrate our dogs. We want to celebrate everything that they do for us. They provide so much for us. They're a friend. They're a family member. A lot of times they provide emotional support, so we just felt like celebrating Dog Day would be something that we would love to do.
Yeah, and everybody can get involved in, I think. That's important. So what are some reasons dog owners might need Gotta Go Grass? And explain to us what it is.
Okay, sure. Convenience, really. All of us work so hard. There's not a lot of time in the day. We don't want for the dog to be stressed when they're home, so we created this so that it's easy for people that are on the go. Sometimes you have a sick dog that really can't take out to walk, or maybe even now in these times you're sick and can't take the dog out. So what Gotta Go is it's a piece of grass that you can take indoors. It's complete with a tray, You can make it as large as you want. It has interlocking trays. It protects against absorption. It has natural absorption, and then it also has natural odor absorption as well, so that it's something that is a really great product to keep inside. It's for pet release, and it's just something very easy to use that we are so excited about.
Right, and I was thinking about when we do have storms or it's been raining for days, which is a good thing. You know, we're not complaining about the rain. We need it. But, you know, we can't take the dogs out and walk in when we're having storms. And so this would give, you know, the dog, you know, the ability to, you know, stay inside and still, you know, there's some dogs that won't go anywhere but on grass.
Yeah. Even, you know, you think about whether it's a hurricane or just a regular, we live in Florida, so a regular storm. A lot of dogs are scared of storms, and so they still have to go, and it provides a place for them to do that.
Okay, so what? So where does gotta go grass grow? So what about water and sunlight?
Okay. Yeah, so anywhere. The product's really designed to be good for about 2 to 4 weeks. You can place it inside your home. A lot of times it'll thrive. Of course, anything live needs sunlight. So it'll thrive by a window. You can actually put it on your patio. Any of those places, it'll do well.
And so even like apartments, on your balcony, you could put it out there.
Yes, it's perfect for it. In a lot of ways, because you can make it as big as you want with the interlocking trays, it works out great on a patio.
So no matter what size dog you have, you can find an area, you know, a large enough space to have for your dogs. So turf,
for sure.
So turf does not like dog urine. So how does Gotta Go Grass survive?
So we really thought about that a long time. And so this product, really, we took a long time to create it because we tested so many grasses and we found one that was the most tolerant and it also bounced back the fastest. So we're confident that this variety is the best by far. And, you know, all of those tests really made it to be quality for the homeowner. We've actually had somebody return it thinking it's fake. It's just a great product.
Okay, so now we just want to get across to everyone that this is not a permanent grass, so that it does have to be changed out. So talk about the usage and upkeep of it.
Yeah, so for sure, we don't want them to keep it more than 4 weeks. We've actually had people that when they're done using it, they'll plant it in their yard, and that's perfectly fine. They can do that as well. But the product's designed to last 2 to 4 weeks. We've had people that do care for it well. They will give it water or they'll trim it with scissors or shears. But really, it's just designed for the dog to use it and for it to be disposed. And like I said, 2 to 4 weeks is really what you should expect for it to last.
So what does Gotta Go cost? Gotta Go Grass cost?
Well, it depends on the retailer. You can find it online at Home Depot, at Lowe's, at Amazon.com, and many more online retailers. It starts in the high 30s just without a tray. And if you want a tray with it, which we recommend, it'd be in the low 40s.
Okay. So now there's more than, you know, dogs love grass. So, I mean, hamsters and cats love grass. So what about other pets using this too as well?
Sure. It's safe for all pets. And actually, we do get pictures of cats and different animals that use it, rabbits. So any animal who wants just a piece of the outdoors inside, they'll love it. We find that they'll lay on it and do many, many more things with it. So, yes, any kind of animal.
So how can listeners find out more about Gotta Go Grass?
All they got to do is visit GottaGoGrass.com or follow us on social media. When you go on to GottaGoGrass.com, it'll teach you everything about the product. It'll teach you how to use it, some tips for success with the dog. You'll also find out cool things going on, promotional events. You can follow us on social media or subscribe to our newsletters. We always try to keep everybody up to date with what's new with Gotta Go.
Well, now, I just did, I found out this morning about the liquid oxygen and not, you know, having enough supply. And we're telling people to reduce our water usage on lawns. And I know there's a lot of people out there that say no turf at all, ever. But this product is mainly for people who don't have a lawn, that they can't take their dogs out, or they live in an apartment. And so this is not, turf does not need as much water as what everybody is putting on it, right?
Yeah, that's correct. And even this variety is a Bermuda grass, which are really known to be very drought tolerant. So you're 100% right. People don't need to water this. And honestly, they're going to be natural watering going on.
That's true. Isn't that, that is so true. So thank you so much, Sheree. What kind of dog do you have?
I have a golden doodle.
Aww.
He's an amazing dog. He's the most vibrant dog you've ever seen. He's just really a piece of our family.
Doodles are so popular right now, but they're so cute. They just look like they're just in their own little world, and they just love to make everyone happy.
He really does. He's just the happiest dog on the planet. He's amazing.
That's wonderful. So again, Sheree, tell us where. What's the website again?
GottaGoGrass.com, and that'll teach you all about it. It'll also direct you to where you can find it.
Thank you so much for coming on this morning. I certainly appreciate it.
Thanks so much for having me. Have a great day.
You too, hon. Bye-bye. And so when I heard about this, I thought, you know, all the times that, you know, you have pets traveling in RVs or you're gone all day and you can keep this grass right in your utility room or on your patio and your dog has a little bit of grass to sit on and just enjoy during the day. And I think that would be kind of like being outdoors for them and just give them a little break. So National Dog Day is August 26th. And if you don't have a dog, you know, it's a good time to adopt one and take care of them. And so that's going to, we've really done very well during the pandemic. You know, a lot of dogs have been adopted over the last, you know, 2 years. So that's a really good thing. And, you know, it's more important that we, you know, for our mental health and our physical health, getting out there and walking the dogs and, you know, having them with us. They make great companions. We lost our McTavish a couple of years ago, and we miss him terribly. So this is a good time for us to start thinking about getting another dog. I would love to do that. If you have a gardening question, you can give me a call at 1-888-455-2967. And or if you want to text me at 23680, I would love to hear from you. And hold on a second. Let me get my mouse over here and see right up here. All right. And if you would like to plant some flowers that are blooming right now, we have some beautiful, beautiful plants. What's blooming? We have plumbago. We have, let's see, let me go right over here to get my list out. Yeah, there we go, Teresa. There we go. Hold on just a second. Here we are. I got it. There. It's early in the morning. I've only had one cup of tea this morning. So plumbago, bottle brush, cannas, crinum lilies are blooming right now. Firebush. Firebush are doing really wonderful. Frangipani, gardenias, gingers, heliconias are popping up, and they look amazing. Ixoras, I think the Ixoras have had the most beautiful time this year, this season. They've been blooming beautifully. Lantana, pinwheel jasmine, plumbagos, golden dewdrops, hibiscus and roses, jatropha, oleanders are blooming right now, society garlic, shrimp plants, tibicinas, tithonias, and verbenas. August is a great time for blooms. You have just go around and see all the beautiful blooms, and you can find them at your nearest garden center. I'm Teresa Watkins. We're going to be right back with more of Better Lawns and Gardens. Stay tuned. You're listening to Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
I chuckled as I read the words on a church sign. Well, you've been asking me for a sign. Sign God. Have you ever said, if God would just show me a sign, if I could just see a miracle, I'd believe in him? Well, it doesn't work that way. How did Pharaoh and the Egyptians respond to all those plagues? Their hearts just got harder. And the miracles of Jesus. People witnessed a man raised from the dead, and many who saw it wanted to kill Jesus. Sadly, throughout history, we find that most people's hearts don't change even after they see a miracle. Are you waiting for some sign or miracle to give you the proof that believe in God? Evidence for God's existence is everywhere. The revelation of God is found in Scripture, and most of all, in Jesus. You have to decide if you'll be open-minded enough to open your heart to him and believe. This is Bryant Wright, speaking right from my heart.
For more on this and other topics, visit rightfromtheheart.org.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation.
800-689-9715. 800-689-9715. 800-689-9715. That's 800-689-9715.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. I will post a Facebook on later today on the Gotta Go grass so you can kind of see what it looks like. So for those of you who want more information, I know they're asking about that. So now is your chance. If you have a gardening question, you can give me a call, 407 916-5400 or 1-888-455-2967. Or you can text me anytime at 23680. And if you have, if you got some really good rain this week, call me and let me know. I'd like to thank Jim and Bob in Newberry, which is up near Gainesville, for sending in weather reports. That's really very good, and I always appreciate that. This week, I was on a consultation when my client saw ants at the bottom of a trunk of their Musianda shrub. Musiandas are wonderful tropical plants. They have soft, kind of velvety pink, red or white petals, bracts on it. They kind of look like poinsettias, but they are a little bit softer. And so they were worried the ants were doing damage to it. Well, actually, ants aren't a problem with plants. The ants are a symptom of a problem. So the ants love sooty mold, and sooty mold fungi is a fungi that breaks down honeydew, which is that ants release after they eat as a source of their nutrition. So they do not directly draw any sustenance from host plants. So when you see ants on a tree or a shrub, they're not hurting it. They're not eating it. Okay, they don't do that. However, the sooty mold that covers the leaves or covers the trunk of the trees can block light and make photosynthesis, you know, less efficient. They struggle with it. So honeydew is not good for plants. It's a symptom. So it's excreted by piercing, sucking insects such as mealybugs and leafhoppers and scales, whiteflies, and aphids. So when you see sooty mold or ants, you've got to investigate and determine why the ants are attracted to your plants. The problem with the Musiendas I saw was that one shrub was a new transplant from a Miami yard, and the other was brought locally to match it in the pot, and they were both in large clay containers on the at the front entrance. They looked fabulous, but the transplant had been under a little stress, so it needed fertilization and had started to develop this pest problem, and that could spread to the new plant. They literally can, you know, go from plant to plant. It's spread by wind, the sooty mold. And also to the insects are can be spread by wind. But the ants aren't the problem. You've heard of black flag? I think everybody remembers black flag. Well, ants are a red flag. They aren't the problem. So they can even be considered pollinators for some plant species. You've seen them on peonies, and you hear about them on other plants pollinating. So if you see ants on your shrubs, you want to look for the real problem. So you can give me a call, 1-888-45-LAWNS, or it's 1-888-455-2967, or you can text me at 23680. And that was great. So again, it was a hot week. Yesterday was the hottest day we've had in Central Florida in 787 days. So unlike Southwest United States, we don't often see temperatures close to 100 degrees in Florida. You know, we're really fortunate that we're only about 60 miles away from any water surface, the ocean. It's 60 miles away no matter where you are in the state of Florida. And so the last time we hit 98 was in 2019 in June, but there's no need to water your landscapes more. But you could and should look out for your hanging baskets and containers. So if your hanging baskets and containers are wilting really easy, like you're watering them every day and they just keep wilting, then that's a good indication that your soil has been depleted. And so you don't have enough organic material in that soil to hold on to moisture. So take your plants out of the pots. If you need to open up the roots, if it's root bound a little bit or a lot, go ahead and open them up. You can even cut a third of the roots off and add fresh soil, and you can put some slow release back into it, and then put it back, you know, put the plant back in the pot, and it's gonna hold on to the moisture longer, and you'll go back to having to only water once every 3 to 4 days, okay? So when you're seeing your plants wilt, it's an indication that something's not right in the soil, all right? And so it could be underwatering, or it could be overwatering too as well. A really good way to do that is to go ahead and, stick your finger in the ground. If the ground is cool, moist, or damp, you don't need to water. it could be an indication that it's overwatered and the roots get bloated and can't absorb the water. All right. If it's not getting enough water, then the roots get desiccated, they dry out, and they can't absorb water. But just keep watering without knowing why your watering is not the answer to the solution. You got to figure out what's going on. So some other reasons why your plants may be wilting or your grass may be looking kind of curled and bluish green is that it's not getting enough water from the irrigation system, and that means that you don't have complete coverage. You want to have good coverage. You want your irrigation heads to go from head to head, not meet in the middle. When you meet in the middle, there's going to be some spots that are not going to get irrigation, and turning your irrigation system on longer is not going to be fortunate. Let's go to Jeremy in Lake Nona. Good morning, Jeremy. Thank you for calling.
Good morning. How are you?
I am great. Thank you.
In regards to irrigation, is it supposed to be 1 inch per irrigating day?
Yes.
St.
Augustine can use 1 inch to, you know, a half an inch. It just depends on your soil conditions. So if you're really dry, okay. St. Augustine can use the 1 inch per application. Okay. But it doesn't need more than that. So 1.5 okay. inches of water to 2 inches of water a week for St. Augustine, if you don't get rain, is plenty. You want to push those roots down, okay?
I have a question in regards to horticultural oil.
Okay.
What's the difference? Because I understand that the oil suffocates the insect. It's not like an insecticide.
Right.
What's the difference between horticultural oil and, let's say, regular cooking oil?
Okay, so, well, they're just two different.
They're not going to do the same thing?
They're not going to be the same thing. It's going to be an analysis. You know, what the ingredients are in it are going to be different. But also, too, when you use horticultural oil, it's regulated, and you know that it can be used outdoors on your plants. There's research, there's science behind it, and it's licensed to use outdoor. If you put cooking oil on your plants, I'm going to tell you, I don't know whether, it may stop the scale if you're using it for scale, but you don't know what it's going to do to your plants, and it's not regulated to be used outside.
Okay. You're referring to specifically what the label says it's used for.
Right. Exactly.
Okay, I understand.
Okay, so that's the difference. But there may be other ingredients in the horticultural oil that will help with the insect issue or may help it attach to the plant, surfactants that will help it. So the horticultural oil will not do any damage in the landscape. I can't say the same about cooking oil.
Right. Okay. Thank you so much. You're a great weekend.
You're welcome. Thank you so much for calling, Jeremy. That's a great question. Let's go to Mike and Coco. Good morning. We have to roll up. Okay, so Colton's telling me we've got to roll up. Mike, hang on. You're in Cocoa Beach. We're going to be right back with more of Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and you're listening to Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
The IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Call 800-989-1694. 800-989-1694. That's 800-989-1694.
Quality Green Specialists has a new expanded location at 335 West Michigan Avenue in DeLand. Browse thousands of beautiful plants, flowers, shrubs, and large trees, plus avocados, olives, peaches, blueberries, and citrus, along with vegetables and herbs too. And don't forget our natural fertilizers and organics like azomite. Experience the Quality Green Specialist difference. Great plants, sustainable products, friendly expert advice. Now located at 335 West Michigan Avenue, DeLand, or visit qualitygreenspecialist.com.
I chuckled as I read the words on a church sign. Well, you've been asking me for a sign. Sign God. Have you ever said, if God would just show me a sign, if I could just see a miracle, I'd believe in him? Well, it doesn't work that way. How did Pharaoh and the Egyptians respond to all those plagues? Their hearts just got harder. And the miracles of Jesus. People witnessed a man raised from the dead, and many who saw it wanted to kill Jesus. Sadly, throughout history, we find that most people's hearts don't change even after they see a miracle. Are you waiting for some sign or miracle to give you the proof to believe in God? Evidence for God's existence is everywhere. The revelation of God is found in Scripture, and most of all, in Jesus. You have to decide if you'll be open-minded enough to open your heart to Him and believe. This is Bryant Wright, speaking right from my heart.
For more on this and other topics, visit rightfromtheheart.org.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. Thank you for staying with us. Let's go to Mike in Cocoa. Good morning, Mike. How can I help you?
Good morning. I have some issues with mold in my yard. It's been going on since late this spring. I have tried, like, the grub killer to try and kill the food source. But I haven't had any luck with it.
You used what killer?
It's like called, I believe it's called GrubX. You spread it across your lawn and it's supposed to stop the, grubs in your lawn.
Yeah.
Cause I know that I had luck with that with skunks, where I'm from up in Vermont, and, by getting rid of the animal's food source, but that hasn't helped here with the molds.
No. Oh, okay. Okay. So, Colton, you put mold, and you're talking about moles.
Yes, moles.
Okay, yeah. That's good. I love that. Okay, so moles. Yes, so with the moles, you can use GrubX and get rid of their food source, okay? And so you just have to, follow the label, and once they get rid of all the moles, then they will go away. But let me ask you, do you have earthworms in your soil?
Yes, I have seen them, yeah.
Okay. The moles also eat earthworms.
Yeah, yeah. And I saw that there was some, like, and I didn't really want to use them. There were these, like, poison, like, fake worms.
Uh-huh.
And,
yeah.
And I didn't particularly want to use them because, like, there's other animals around, and
right.
I don't want
you to use that either. Okay, so
yeah.
Tell me, what is your problem with the moles in your yard? How many holes do you have, or is it something where you're going to break your leg or something?
Yeah, like it's getting pretty bad. It's getting to the point that the mounds, like when I'm mowing my lawn, I'm hitting them, and it's cutting it right to the dirt. You know.
Uh huh.
And it's gotten pretty bad.
Okay.
Like, I'd say at least a dozen or more holes at this,
okay.
this last weekend.
Well, what I'm
yeah.
going to tell you is that moles are not bad. They are really good at aerating the soil for you. And so I would suggest that you don't do anything, because if you put down the Grub-X, they're going to continue to look for insects and create more holes until,
okay.
you know, so they're just creating more holes because you're killing their food source. And so
okay.
they're looking
All right.
for more. So I would just let them be and just think of them as naturally aerating your soil. And
okay.
you're not in an HOA or anywhere where you live on a large bit
no,
of property.
No. Yeah, I don't have a no. I'm in a like a subdivision. There's a lot of houses around me.
Right. But your property is large enough that these holes are just kind of spread out.
Well, that's the issue. It's not. I only live on. It's only like a quarter of an acre. So
yeah.
It's not a big yard.
Right.
And it's kind of starting to take over my yard. So that's why I was getting worried.
Okay. Well, then. So how many times this year have you used Grub-X?
Only once.
Okay. I would go ahead, and if the label says the time frame is enough for you since you last used it, to go ahead and reapply. You may have to use it twice. So I would
okay.
do that, and then, you know, see what happens.
All right.
Okay?
Thank you.
Call me back and let me go. Let me know how you did.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Mike. Bye. You know, moles are not a problem usually, but if they get to be so much that they're just tearing up your entire yard, I would just have to say I need to know how many that would be, you know? Because 12, you know, 10 doesn't, you know, it sounds like a lot. But if his yard is, you know, very big, then you don't really need to do that. All right. Please give me a call. We got it. Lines open here. 407-916-5400 or 1-888-45-LAWNS. That's 455-2967. Or you can text me at 23680. And we'll go to what kind of vegetables you can be growing. And I would love to hear from South Florida. There's a lot that you can be growing down there this month. You can be growing amaranth right now, calabaza, eggplant, okra, papaya. And I have a lot of clients here in Central Florida that grow papaya. They just love it. Passion fruit. Pineapples are still going strong. And people, I just saw pineapples on a counter this week that they're going to go in the ground any day now after they eat the pineapple. Peppers, pumpkins you can plant, Seminole pumpkins, sweet potatoes, sugar cane, tomatoes, and tropical spinach. Tony and I are going to be planting tomatoes today. In Central Florida, right here in the Orlando, Daytona Beach, Tampa area, you can be planting bush beans, cantaloupe, celery, collards, corn, cucumbers, eggplants, lima beans, okra, onions, bunching onions, peppers, pineapples, pumpkins, snap beans, southern peas, squash, sugar cane, tomato, tropical spinach, and watermelon. Let's go to Bill in Orlando. Good morning, Bill. Are you still talking to him? Okay, great. I'm so excited here, so it's just early morning. Let me get through with North Florida then for fruits and vegetables for August. Beets, broccoli in North Florida, Brussels sprouts you could be planting right now, bush beans, cabbage, carrots, cauliflower, Chinese cabbage, collards, cucumbers, eggplant, endive, kale, lima beans, mustard, I love mustard greens, onions, and that's the bunching onions, peppers, pole beans, tomatillas, tomatoes, tropical spinach, and turnips. Now we have Bill on the line. Good morning, Bill.
Yes, ma'am. I just heard about the guy that had ground moles.
Yes.
I had the same thing. They absolutely tear your yard apart. It's like a battlefield. It's incredible. They will tear your yard apart. I had the same thing. I went to the big box store, and they've got many, many products for that. But the main thing that you have to do is you have to get a long stick and make a point on it. And whenever you see a new hole, you have to put the stick down that hole as far as it'll go. It might even go 2 feet, might even go 3 feet. And then open the hole up and then drop the product down into the hole and then put dirt back over the hole. And it'll take him a month to do that. It'll be a month before he gets to the ground moles. And they will actually start pushing the product out of the hole because they'll know it's poison. But the truth is they will just absolutely tear your yard apart.
Yeah, I hear you, Bill. They really don't damage the yard. I know you don't like the look of it, and they do aerate the soil. They are considered good. When they get rid of their food source, they will move on. So, you know, having all those sticks in the yard, I don't know whether I like that either.
No, you're not going to leave the stick. You're just going to use the stick to get down to the very bottom where it might even go down 2-3 feet, and you're going to move the stick around to open the hole up a little bit to drop your product down into the hole. And then take your stick out. You're not going to leave the sticks in there. You're just using the stick to get to the bottom where they're at. And then you drop the product down into the hole and then cover the hole up with the dirt. And then it'll take about a month to do that because they'll keep moving. And they're so clever, they'll actually push the product out of the hole that you're going to buy.
All right. Thank you. Thank you so much, Bill. I got to go on to the next call. Thank you so much for calling in. Let's go to Bobby real quick, Colton in Sebring. Good morning, Bobby. I just have a minute.
Thank you. Okay, I just want to know how I would get rid of ants without using chemicals or killing the plants in pots.
Yeah, no. Ants, you can just use a bait, a product in the local stores. You can get any bait will get rid of ants. So just go to your local store and tell them you have ants and show you the bait aisle, and you just select one of those and follow the label.
Okay. Could I just use pepper? Ground pepper?
Nope. Ants don't mind pepper at all.
Oh, okay. I thought somebody told me use cayenne pepper.
No, don't listen to them anymore.
Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you. Next hour, do you love your houseplants? We have Lisa Eldridge Steinkopf. She is called the Houseplant Guru. She's an amazing garden author who's going to give her some of our secrets to transition our houseplants that have been dealing with the dog days of summer. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation.
800-689-9715. 800-689-9715. 800-689-9715. That's 800-689-9715.